and I would pick them out on the accordion.
Very simple process, but that is basically the roots of how all of this music came together.
And Felix, earlier you mentioned these Eastern European and German immigrants to Mexico brought two cultural staples with them, the accordion and...
beer making, cerveza.
Cerveza, all right. Well, story for another day, but thank you for joining us once again.
Thank you so much.
Felix Contreras is host of Alt Latino. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep.
This stock and commodity report is made possible with support from Bates Commodities in Normal. Bates Commodities can be reached at 1-800-383-4647 or on the internet at batescom.net.
Good Wednesday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with a mid-morning commodity market report. Let's see how futures are currently trading. Hard red winter March wheat, 538.5, up 3.75. May, 538.75, up 2.75. Soft March wheat, 501.5, up 5. May, 495.5, up 2.25. March corn, 383.25, up 1. May, 389.25, now 89, now 89.25, up 1.25. July, 396.75, up 1. December, 412.75, up 1/2. March soybeans, 982.25, up 2.25. May, 985.25, up 3/4. July, 990.5, up 1.25. November, 964.75, down 1/2. March soybean meals, 343.70, up 170. March soybean oils, 30.92, up 8. The May is up 11 at 31.07. April live cattle, 155.22.5, up 47.5. March feeders are 214.30, up 207.5. April's up $2. April lean hogs, 65.37.5, down 60. May, 74.87.5. Down 92.5. Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Jackie Vakes of Stewart Peterson Group. She's in Champaign, Illinois. Good morning, Jackie. Hello, Jackie.
Good morning, Dave. How are you?
I am doing well. Thanks for being with us today. And a tip of the hat to you for all your efforts yesterday at the All Day Ag Outlook meeting at the Beef House.
Oh, that was just an amazing meeting, Dave. I'll tell you what, to be able to be up on the panel and you look out into the face of 400 people who, in general, as I talked to them throughout the day as they would come past the booth or up to the booth, are just yearning for information and trying to decide what to do. You know, it's a very difficult position that they're in, especially when you look at the fact that, you know, we have clients from here across the U.S. and then from the top to the bottom in different places, and I've got everybody saying the same thing. You know, they've never had more acres that they haven't put anything on because they want the ability to shift. And so the March 31st report, I don't think will be accurate just because the surveying is being done now, mm-hmm. and we've seen a shift in prices that we hadn't had before.
So that is the report that we'll have to live with, however, at least for a few days. And ahead of the report, we're already getting some estimates out from trade groups and from brokerage firms. We got one released this morning. It's the one that surveys producers in 30 states. The numbers coming out there. Well, for corn, 88.508 million acres. Soybeans, 86.052. And the all wheat, 56.678 million acres. How do you feel about those kind of numbers?
Well, I guess they're like anything else. You know, when I never put a whole lot of credence into the surveys that happen for political stuff, you know, because, or when I hear a survey where they talk to 1,200 people and it's supposed to represent a million, I'm not sure I feel very confident about that. I think when you look at the bigger picture, it'll all come down to weather. If we get off to a great planting start, like I said, we have a lot of guys who actually don't have any fertilizer mm-hmm. on the land. We'll probably plant a little more corn than expected. If we get off to a poorer start, we'll probably plant more beans than expected, you know. And so it's a wild and crazy spring, just like we have pretty much every year, except this year it really makes a difference, because if we have a really good year, especially in the corn market, it could set the tone, you know, for lower prices, just because I think the trade is going to have the perception. You heard me say it yesterday. You know, if we get off to a really good spring and we have a pretty good thing going and it doesn't look too threatened by anything, if you don't think that the plus 170s are going to be dancing in the heads of all of those traders down on the floor, you're wrong. You know, and that's going to be the key. It's perception, not necessarily reality, because we're so far away from reality.
So, with that in mind, it does appear that the tone remains bearish, at least in the midterm. A lot between here and getting the seeds in the ground, and then a lot there between that and pollination. But for the time being, with the ending stocks where they are, even though we came in at 1.777 billion bushels yesterday, that was at the very low end of the guesses. I mean, there was nothing lower. That was the low end of the guesses. It does show the disappearance still remains good. Gives us a shot, I suppose, to have something around 1314 come July, August, perhaps. With all that in play, and technically speaking, if you believe in these sort of things, we had a death cross in the May corn yesterday, today, with the 50 going under the 100-day moving averages. What are you suggesting for marketing efforts?
Well, I think that, you know, we have to, the key is this, it's knowing what your break-even is and protecting. I mean, let's face it, we can make all the guessing. I didn't like it that December corn went through the 100 and the 200 today and went above it and then failed completely. You know, it's a certain situation where I know guys will say, well, I don't want to protect something that doesn't necessarily make me the money. Well, there's different ways to add money back to your crop also, but I still think you have to be, if you have an opportunity, if we get some kind of a bounce, for whatever reason it might be, because we're a long ways from knowing what we're really going to have for next December especially, you know, take advantage of it. You know, do it in options, because that gives you the ability to step out of it if you want to. You know, that to me is where you are in a market like this, because we're flirting all over the place here. On old crop corn, I think, you know, the situation is one where you got to just stay on top of basis like crazy. And because we could see a basis move more than a futures move. And if that's the case, you know, then you have to make sure that if your basis is extraordinarily tight, you take advantage of that. You make some sales. You don't want to end up like one of my clients was talking with a fellow the other day, and this I thought was very interesting. He said to him, hey, I made my first 25,000 sale on 2013 crop. And he said, what? He said, yeah, I got 100,000 of 13 left, and I've got 150,000 of 14 left. And the bank told me, the Farm Credit told me that they wouldn't work with me anymore, so I went to the bank, and I'm paying a higher interest rate. And he's continuing to sit on the grain. Boy, we sure don't want to be like that.
That's pretty, you know, long in the bin, really long. Huh?
That's really long in the bin. And, you know, that what is terrifying about that is we know that we're 2014 really long in the bin. What's it going to take to bring out somebody? There aren't probably very many like people like him, but there's enough people like him out there that the crush at the time that, you know, we actually can start to move corn, or we do decide to move corn. And I know the argument's there, farmers have plenty of money, but you still have to physically be able to store what you're going to plant for this year, you know. So it's got to move at some point in time. And so taking advantage of opportunities is the name of the game.
All right. What about outside factors that you're keeping an eye on? The dollar continues to dance.
You went right rally. Going next, Dave. Yeah. 99.5 this morning on the dollar index. Oh, man. You know, everybody keeps saying, oh, well, you know, the dollar hasn't had any impact so far. Why will it, you know? Well, the question I keep asking is, when will it start to have an impact? You know, that's the key. And I'm watching closely because with the exchange rate today, Japanese corn is 502 before you even move it out of the U.S. And I want to start to watch closely what sales do on corn and whether or not we have the ability. I do think we're in good shape from the standpoint that domestically we're picking up corn use, you know, because the cattle herd is coming back on. We're expanding the hog herd. We're expanding the dairy sector. You know, the dairy cows that are leaving California per se are moving somewhere else. We've got heifers coming in from other places, and so on that side, okay. I hope the domestic can help us.
Okay. We'll have to leave it there.
All right, Dave. Thank you.
Thank you, Jackie. Jackie Vakes of Stuart Peterson Group. She's in Champaign, Illinois. May corn is $3.89 1/4 up 1 1/4. July, $3.97 up 1 1/4. December, $4.13 up 3/4. May soybeans, $9.85 up 1/2. July, $9.90 up 3/4. November, $9.64 and 3/4. They are down 1/2. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM, HD3 Urbana. It's 10 o'clock Central Time.